Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. The Lord is blessing right now. Oh, right now. Oh, the Lord is blessing right now. Oh, right now. Well, he woke us up this morning. And he started us on our way. The Lord is blessing us right now, right now, right now. Oh, the Lord is blessing us right now, oh, right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, you're on.
Good evening, and thank you for that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Praise God. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
You went out. Right now, oh, right now. Well, he woke us up this morning and he started us on our way. The Lord is blessing us right now. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you now.
All right. Well, we just thank God for you. We thank God for everything you do. Can you hear me, sister?
I hear you.
All right, we're going to move quickly into 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1. And it says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a noisy gong or a clinkling. So when we see that, immediately we should realize that clinkling and clunkling is a lot of noise. And if I don't have love in my heart, then everything that I do is in vain. I'm just a sounding brass. A sounding brass makes a lot of noise, but it's empty. It's a far off sound. If I don't have love, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today, God, thanking you, Lord, thanking you, God, for who you are, Master. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, and we bless his holy name. We thank you, God, for all the listeners, God, the to and fro, wherever they are, in the country, outside the country, we bless them, God. We thank them for their listening ears, oh, God, for their times that they tune in and they just listen to what the Lord has to say. We are just grateful. We are grateful for the ministry that comes on with the children. I was talking about that today, how Sister Sadie talked about the children and she brings the children on. Oh, God, we are just grateful, just God, to those who take time and train up a child in the way that they should go. Master, that's what you said. Take time for us to be trained, for us to be nurtured, for us to hold fast to what the word of God is saying. And we thank you, God. We thank you for all those that listen, all those who tune in, no matter where they are. And we're going to be careful because we're going to give you all praise. We're going to give you all honor, God. No matter what's going on in the country, no matter what's going on in our lives, we will have a voice. If we don't have a voice, we can just raise our hands and wave our hands. Oh, Master, we look upon the grieving family, God. Well, you know that my family is grieving right now, God, and the loss of my sister, God. As she has transitioned, oh God, on to be with you, Master, and we miss her. We miss her right now, oh Master, but we know that the love that you have, oh God, any love that we could ever show, and we're just grateful. We are grateful for having her with us, God, and we know that her spirit will continue to be with us, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank God because our word tonight is the Father's love. Can you imagine that? The Father's love. Yeah, so we know that in the book of Genesis that God created Adam. Mm-hmm. And he was here on earth first. First it was Adam. Am I listening to anybody hearing what I'm saying? First, it was Adam. Yeah, Adam. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says that, then the Lord God formed man from the dust, of the ground, and he breathed unto his nostrils the breath or the spirit of life. And here we see man became a living soul. Listen to that. Listen to that. He became a living being. Came somebody. Yeah. Yes. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45 through 49, it talks about how God took time. Oh, he took time, I said. He took time. It wasn't something that he did fast. He wasn't in a hurry. It wasn't something that he hadn't thought over. He has a what? He has a plan. Oh, don't forget, he has a plan. So here we see that God took time. He took time and he formed Adam from the dust. He created Adam. And he breathed into Adam. He breathed into him. And Adam was alive. Think about that. Before the breath entered into Adam, Adam was just like, imagine a paper bag that's flat and it's empty. But when the Spirit of God entered into Adam, he rose up. He became what? A living soul. Glory to God. Glory to God, I said. So was Adam happy? This is the question now. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to ask you a question. Was Adam happy that God had created him? Was he happy? Did God have to create him? No, he did not. He didn't have to do it, but he did. One, God took time to show Adam firsthand all the animals that he had created. Adam was the first. He was the first to lay eyes on these creatures. God allowed Adam to name all the beasts in the air, the living creatures that were in the field. Nobody named them. Only Adam. Adam had the privilege. Glory to God. This was a privilege. Did you hear what I said? This wasn't something that Adam earned. He was just privileged. God Hallelujah. He saw fit to allow Adam to name the beast in the air. Now, I'm in Genesis. I'm in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. And really right now, I'm on verse 18 and I'm approaching 19. Mm-hmm. So God allowed Adam to name all the beasts that were in the air, the living creatures that were in the field. God allowed Adam to name all the livestock. So the livestock that we see, and we do a lot of stuff with our livestock. Called livestock, they weren't called a cow. They weren't called the bull. They didn't have those names. Adam. Think about that. This is the origin of the first name of any creatures that were on the earth, the birds, the ducks. Think about that. Adam had that opportunity. He had that privilege only God could give us. Yeah, look at that. For it says, then God took Adam, and he took him and he put him into what? A deep sleep. And he took a rib from his side. So we said Adam had gone into surgery. Gone into surgery. God took him and put him into a deep sleep. Mm-hmm. And he built him up. And lo and behold, came a woman, a woman, let me say that, a woman, verse 21, I'm getting ready to go 22, God took his creation, the woman, to Adam, and he said, this is now, who says this? Adam is saying this. Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. Hallelujah. He says, she shall be called what? Woman. Because she was taken of a man. She was taken really from me, Adam. So she was a part of me. Yeah, think about that. Now the question goes back to, should Adam be grateful? Should Adam be grateful? And we're going to talk about why. We all know that in a couple of weeks, it will be Father's Day, a time when we celebrate the life and the presence of Dad. Now, here we see that a great father did something very, very special. Mm-hmm. Very special. For one called Adam. Yeah. And through the gift that he received, we all became beneficiaries of that gift. We all benefit. You're benefiting right now. Your children are benefiting right now. We all benefit today from that gift. Glory to God. Father's love. This is our title. The Father's love. So the question remains, should Adam, should he be grateful? Should Adam be grateful? And so we're going to go a little deeper because we're going to go and say, but not only should Adam be grateful, Eve has something to be grateful to for also. So Eve, she should be grateful. So am I talking to any Eves out there who have benefited from this gift that was given to Adam? And we have seen how it reciprocates on down to Eve. And it goes on into generations after generation. Glory to God. Yeah. The love of a father. Father's love. That's what we're talking about today. So what are the gifts? What are the gifts that the real father gave us? What are the gifts? One gift, the main gift, the very most important gift he gave us was what? Life. He gave us life. Glory to God. We can see, we can taste, we can smell, we can move, we can breathe, we can think. We have a brain, we can think. Glory to God. Two, he gave us the next family. We know we don't need to be left alone. Everyone needs someone. Everyone. So why? So why should Eve and Adam be grateful? Now I named two things. The main thing, and we're going to just really expound on this. The main thing, should I say the other main things were, number three, it was a plan. Glory to God. Remember when I first started out, I said that he always had a plan? He has always had a plan. When he created Adam, when he created the fish, when he created the birds, when he created all the living creatures, that was a plan. He was the great, and he still is, the great architect. Hallelujah. Nobody can outdraw him. Nobody can outcreate him. He created all of us, and we today are living souls, standing tall and representing him. You are a soldier. Glory to God. Yeah, you're a soldier, and you're in this army for the Lord. The plan was Jeremiah 29:1. He says, "For I know the plans that I have for you." And he does. He knew that the very moment when he scooped Adam up, Adam was going to do something. He was going to do something great. Yes, we know he fell. We know the story. But even in the fall, Adam has done great things. God did not destroy him. Yes, he fell. But he has done great things, even through the fall. God had mercy, I said. He had mercy on Adam for you, declared the Lord. He says, plan what? Plan, number one, plan to prosper. He desires for you to increase. He desires for you to have. He desires for you to see and taste some of the riches that he has prepared for you, even now. He said, for prosperity, to prosper you, and not to harm. He has no desire to harm any of us. Any fake news that you may hear that may say that God doesn't love us, he doesn't care, that's fake news. Fake. It's untrue. Because God so loved the world that he gave who? He gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, I said whoever, it doesn't matter what the color of your skin, it doesn't matter your creed, it doesn't matter where you came from, it doesn't matter any title that you may have, it doesn't matter where you came from, he said, that you will have everlasting life. All you have to do is believe. Look at this. to prosper you and not to harm you. He says to plan, to give. To give you what? He want to give you hope. Yeah, hope, I said. Hope. When all things feel like the sand is sinking and you're going down, there's hope. Reach up and grab that hope. Oh, glory to God. He gives us hope. In the midst of a storm, in the midst of a trial, he gives us, when we don't understand what's going on, we don't have the answer, we don't understand what's going on, he gives us hope. And hope is something that we just can't explain. We can't explain to anyone who has never embraced hope. Hope is when you have love. Hope is when you can't see him, but you know he's there. Hope is when you don't understand what's going on, but you know he has your back. Hope. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Only God. Only God can give us hope. The hope of God succeed any situation that we may see, any situation that we may encounter, any trial that we may see, any trial that we may embrace. When we have hope, glory to God. Hope. Hope tells me that there is a tomorrow. Hope tells me that there is an El Shaddai. Hope tells me that there is life after death. Hallelujah. Hope, I said. When I feel like I have gone the last mile, hope will pull me back and give me a refresh. Hope will tell me how to go into time out and be quiet and hear what the Lord has to say. Hope. Many times we forget about hope. It's always standing right there. Mm-hmm. Hope is standing right there, waiting on us to just come on and embrace him. Having hope and having trust and having the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's so important. It is so important. That's where my hope is. My hope is what? It's built on nothing. I say it's built on nothing less than Jesus' love and his what? And his righteousness. Glory to God. His love. His love outseems all the things that we're encountering today. The love of God. The love, I said. The love of God is where our hope lies. And he also says he plans to give us a future. Can you imagine that? A future. A future where you see joy. A future where you see peace. A future where you see happiness. And you can embrace it. And you can hold on to it because you got hope, and hope will see you through. Glory to God. Yeah. I'm talking about the risen Savior. I'm talking about Jesus is alive and well. I'm talking about the resurrected one. Hallelujah. This is the Father that supersedes all Father. Yeah. He was a father that walked on the earth, but he also was a father that went on back to his Father in heaven. Glory to God. Yeah, his name was Jesus. But we know that Father God sits high and he looked low. Hallelujah. And he's there for us. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forget us, nor will he forsake us. He's not going to forsake us. That's why we have hope. And we see that we have that hope in Jeremiah 29 and 11. The hope that we can all receive from a Father who loves us. The love of a Father. Did you hear what I said? Glory to God. the love of a father who can come and speak to us in the midnight. Hallelujah. Where everybody else is asleep. Oh, glory to God. He can come and rock us when we get weary. Yes. Tools that he used are the Holy Spirit. Ooh, the Holy Spirit. Yes. He will send the ministering angels, and they will come and they will minister to you. They will minister to me. Glory to God. And it's done through the Father. Yeah, nobody can get any further. We got to go through Jesus. We got to go through Jesus to get to the Father. That is the way the plan has been set. Remember I said he has a plan. And our job is to follow what the plan says. Hallelujah. Know that we have hope. Sometimes we can't trace hope. We don't feel hopeful, but hope is there. And all we have to do is pray and ask God to grant us hope, to grant it, to help us to feel that hope is ever present. And it is. It's ever present. But we need to feel it. We need to have a relationship with El Shaddai, that we know he's always with us. Yeah. And we know that when we have hope, when we have hope and when we trust him. Oh, trusting God. Trusting him and not leaning to our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledging him. That's where we need to be. That's where we need to stay. Hallelujah. In the Father's love, in his love, and in his love is where we need to remain. And how do we do that? We do that through walking with him. We do that having a relationship with him, knowing that he has what? Keeping power. He's able to keep us because we can't keep ourselves. Hallelujah. Am I talking to anybody? He's able to keep us when we feel that we're sinking, when we feel that we're in the quicksand. He's able to come and pull us out. He is our Redeemer. He's our Redeemer, I said. He is the Redeemer. He came to redeem man. Huh? To redeem Adam. Yes. Yes. The love of God, the love of the Father, it supersedes any situation, any circumstances that we may encounter every day. His love, his mercy, his grace, they're all sufficient in everything we do. The love of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this word, Master. We ask, God, that the listeners hear your word, God, your word. Let it go forth, God. Let it do what you have set forth for it to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God for you. We look forward to having you with us on Sunday with God's Favored Ministries and back here on Saturday evening with the children. Yes, you would love that. And, of course, back here with us Friday evening. Bye-bye.